Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Peak Masculine. We're all about leveling up in life, right? Becoming the best versions of ourselves, mentally, physically, emotionally. And let's be honest, sometimes life throws us curveballs. It's inevitable. We hit roadblocks, experience setbacks, and things just don't always go our way. But here's the thing. How we react to those challenges. That's where true strength lies. Today, we're diving deep into developing a positive mindset, especially when adversity hits. Because, trust me, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good stuff. It's a game changer. It's about becoming unshakable, resilient, and ready to conquer anything life throws at you. So, how do we cultivate that mental toughness? Here are five key takeaways that have been absolutely transformative for me. Number one, reframe your perspective. When something bad happens, and it will happen, instead of spiraling into negativity, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this to grow? Look for the silver lining, even in the darkest clouds. Ever felt like you were hit with a wall? You know that feeling when everything seems stacked against you? That's where reframing comes in. It's about consciously shifting your thoughts from, this is terrible, to, okay, this is tough, but I can handle it. Number two, practice gratitude. This might sound cheesy, but seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. Your health, your loved ones, even a delicious cup of coffee. These little things add up. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, your overall outlook becomes more positive. Number three, cultivate self-compassion. We all mess up, right? It's part of being human. But too often, we beat ourselves up over mistakes. Instead, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember that setbacks are opportunities for learning and growth. Think about it like this. Would you talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not. So why do we allow ourselves to be so harsh? Be your own cheerleader. Lift yourself up. And remember, everyone stumbles. It's how we get back up that matters. Number four, surround yourself with positive influences. You know the saying, you are who you spend time with. Choose people who uplift you, inspire you, and challenge you to be your best. Avoid those negative Nancys who drain your energy and bring you down. And finally, number five, take action. Don't just sit around waiting for things to get better. Make it happen. Set goals, pursue your passions, and take steps towards the life you want. When you're actively engaged in creating your own happiness, you build a sense of purpose and momentum that fuels your positivity. Now, let me paint a quick picture for you. Imagine this. You're working on a project, putting in all this effort, when suddenly you hit a major roadblock. It feels like everything is falling apart. You could easily get discouraged, throw in the towel, and wallow in self-pity. But what if instead you channeled that frustration into finding solutions? What if you used it as fuel to learn something new, to network with others for help, or even to come up with an even better approach? That's where a positive mindset kicks in. It's not about ignoring the challenges, it's about tackling them head-on with resilience and optimism. So remember, building a positive mindset isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing process. There will be ups and downs. But the key is to keep practicing these strategies, even when things get tough. Keep reframing your perspective, celebrating your wins, and surrounding yourself with positivity. Trust me, it makes all the difference in the world. Before we wrap up, I want you to take a moment and think about one thing you can do today to cultivate a more positive mindset. Maybe it's practicing gratitude for something small, reaching out to a supportive friend, or simply choosing to focus on the good instead of dwelling on the negative. Whatever it is, make that commitment, because even small steps lead to big changes. Keep pushing forward, keep striving for excellence, and remember, you've got this. Join us tomorrow for another episode of Peak Masculine, where we'll dive into another key aspect of becoming your best self.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.